Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Matty Kahn is here, ladies and gentlemen. Matty's a new friend. He's an entrepreneur, having spent a number of years on Wall Street and decided to go out on his own, and we're glad he did because he founded a company called Infotech, which we'll get here to tell us about a little bit later on. But right now, I'm going to bring him in here and talk about something a little bit different. Matty Kahn, welcome to the show.
Jim, thanks for having me. I'm looking forward.
It's good to have you here, Matty, and congratulations on your business. When 2008 happened, that was a very gut-wrenching the financial collapse of the fall of 2008 and the subsequent brain damage and all other kinds of damage that happened since then, it was gut wrenching for a lot of people financially and emotionally in many different ways. But one of the interesting results of all that was the way employers treated their employees over the next several years, including to some degree, I think, even still today. And that was asking more out of the people that were left, those that were left behind. What do you think?
It's a big issue. It's a strong issue. First of all, specifically about Infotech, and I can talk only to my experience, not so much to the experience of others. It was less painful to us, I think, than it was to others because we've always had a philosophy of diversification, which means the financial industry was a big business to us, but we also had a government business, we also had a media business. So the fact that we were diversified, we did feel the pinch like everybody, but maybe we didn't feel it as hard as everybody else. In terms of the relationship with employees, that has to do more with our philosophy. At Infotech, we've always treated.
I'm not ready to talk about Infotech yet. I want to talk about everybody else first, because the thing is that what happened was in the fall of 2008, corporations laid off a lot of people more than they needed to. And because they did that, and I'm not going to blame them for that because nobody knew what was going to happen. We didn't know how bad it was going to be. And so, but people laid off more than they had to. And then when they realized that they had laid off more than they should have, they actually cut into the meat, not just the fat. When they realized that, instead of putting those people back on and incurring those costs, which they were loath to do, they were just demanding more and more out of their people, and they wound up creating casualty lists, I think. What do you think?
I agree with you 100%. We've actually, in a sense, benefited from exactly what you described. We're a consulting firm. Many of the Wall Street companies are our clients, and we've actually gained some business following the 2008 crisis. Not in 2008, but 2009, in the aftermath of some of those damages that you described, we've definitely gained business.
Well, I predicted that. I told folks that look for, you know, for small businesses, look for opportunities to gain refugees from major corporations who were sick of being treated the way they were treated, and they were abused. There's no question the abuse was heavy by the major corporations, and that find these refugees who were escaping those companies, and you'll find a good opportunity to hire someone. What do you think?
A door open, a door closes. I'm with you 100% on that. We've in the aftermath. If you had the stamina and the air, and which means in business usually the capital to sustain the initial hit, a lot of opportunities opened up afterwards.
Right.
Unfortunately, for many companies, they did not have the stamina to sustain the initial hit. And
don't you see this though? Don't you see the relationship between corporate the corporate employer and the corporate employee. Don't you see that as being what happened there was a conflict between treating your people well and the share price?
You know, what we observe is not so much what happens internally with us. We're relatively a smaller business. We treat, you know, I always think of employees as you know, we're in the intellectual capital business. Our capital takes the elevator home every day.
Yeah.
So we treat our capital very well. We treat it like a family. We communicate with our people. We share with our people. We have discussions.
Yeah.
We every Friday sit with our people, have free lunches and discuss. We conduct monthly competitions, which financial awards. We have think tankers in the organizations.
Mm-hmm.
We all the employees have options in the company. We make sure that everybody feels part of the group. So some things that you're mentioning are some things we noticed more with our clients and at client sites we've been. In corporate America in general, the gap between the multipliers between an employee to an average employee to an average CEO is enormous today. And that clearly has to do with when the cuts came. Maybe the cuts should have been a little bit more on the top than just on the bottom.
Yeah.
And some of those aftermath things that you just described of biting into the meat were noticeable.
Well, do you think that corporate America will ever return to operating their businesses as if the people who work there are human beings? I mean, I'm really irritated at a lot of the stuff that's gone on. I've seen the casualty lists.
I've had the chance to view on YouTube an interview with Steve Jobs from about 24 years ago, and it was a fantastic interview to watch because he discussed just that. He just discussed the fact that he discussed Apple at the time and the changes at Apple after he was fired from Apple, and the fact that you know, people. The entrepreneurship, the creativity is really milked out of the employees in favor of profits of big corporations.
Mm-hmm.
I think that the bigger the corporations become, the bigger the problem becomes. I think entrepreneurship is being squeezed in general.
Right, yeah, I think so too. Maddie, I need your website, please.
I'm sorry?
Your website, what's your website, please?
My website is www.infotech.com/FB. Frank Boy for Business.
All right.
.com.
All right, sounds good. Hey, and check it out there, folks. Infotech and Maddie Kahn, thanks for being here. Good job, and we'll see you next time.
Thank
Maddie
you so
Kahn,
much,
ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.